top Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, abruptly announced late Thursday night that after more than 14 hours of debate, the panel would recess and wait until Friday morning to vote on articles of impeachment against Donald Trump. Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler recessed the impeachment articles after 11 p.m., saying the committee could reconvene to cast the impeachment votes Friday, 10 a.m. That's very soon. A Democratic aide, when asked for the reasoning of the sudden move, said they felt Republicans were trying to run out the clock so the vote would happen with the least amount of eyes on them. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told Fox News Thursday that there was no chance that Trump would remove from office in any impeachment trial conducted in the Senate. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the chamber, and no GOP senator has said publicly they would vote to convict the president in an impeachment trial. However, former Republican governor of Massachusetts Bill Weld, a long-shot candidate for the GOP presidential nomination, told The Hill on Thursday that he knows of a half dozen senior GOP senators that are privately in favor of voting to convict Trump after the Senate's likely impeachment trial.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear signed an executive order on Thursday that will allow people with nonviolent felony convictions to vote once they complete their criminal sentences. This is a major voting rights victory that could allow up to 140,000 people to cast a ballot in the state. Since 1891, the state has banned anyone with a felony from voting for life unless their voting rights are restored by the governor, making Kentucky among the strictest jurisdictions in the country when it comes to voting rights for felons and, in fact, the world. The Guardian notes that about 10% of the state's population, more than 312,000 people, is currently disenfranchised because of this policy. It's according to a 2016 estimate by the Sentencing Project. Beshear's order will automatically restore voting rights to those with nonviolent felonies who complete their sentences. With more than 1 in 4 African Americans in Kentucky unable to vote because of a felony conviction, the executive order could dramatically affect the makeup of the state's voting population. And now, for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Top congressional negotiators announced a tentative deal on $1.3 trillion in federal spending, setting up votes for next week and lightly averting a government shutdown. The Democratic National Committee announced it will hold 4 debates for presidential elections in the first 2 months of 2020. One debate will be held in each of the 4 early voting states: Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. And lastly, CNN reports that Donald Trump has told advisors that he's shocked that his actions towards Ukraine are ultimately what led to his impeachment. One close advisor told the network, frankly, he's a little surprised it's the Ukraine thing that's done it. It's like when the killer gets pulled over because of the broken brake light.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at noon. Cenk Uygur will be joining us, as will Andy Kindler. You can find it later as a podcast wherever your podcasts are found.